everybody, and welcome to the City Gospel Movement podcast, where we help to celebrate and accelerate the gospel work that's happening in cities all around the world. Today, we are so fortunate to have with us Emmanuel Kwizera, originally from Rwanda and now resides in Nairobi, Kenya. Emmanuel is here at the Plow Organization. He was here for a meeting with several evangelists from around the world, just getting together to talk about how we can be more effective to impact the world for the gospel. And so we grabbed Emmanuel and wanted to just have a quick conversation because sometimes it is so thrilling to hear what God is doing in other countries. And so thank you so much for joining us, Emmanuel.
Yeah.
And you were telling me that you are the International Missions Director for the African Enterprise of Evangelistic Organizations in Africa.
Yeah.
And you work in over 10 countries. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So, Emmanuel, just for everyone, we'd love to get to know you and hear about your heart. And one of the questions that I typically ask is kind of, how did you get here? What led you to being the international director, international missions director for your organization?
Yeah, thank you so much. First of all, thank you so much for allowing me to come to share about what God is doing, especially in cities in Africa. Yeah, how I get here. So I was born a Christian family. My father was a pastor in Presbyterian Church in Rwanda, but he was also an evangelist. So I grew up with this kind of evangelistic exposure through my dad. He was an evangelist, church planter, using Jesus film. So I remember when I was a very small boy, he used to take me to many crusades with him. He passed away 15 years ago. But I gave my life to Jesus Christ in 1998. So, yes, I was a son of pastor, but I was not saved. So I gave my life to Jesus in 1998. Since then, God called me to be an evangelist. So since 1998, I was part of the evangelist team in my church. And then 2000, I joined the University of Rwanda. So I was involved with the kind of IFES, which is an intervarsity in Rwanda. It's called Jebeyu.
Yep.
Those who knows about intervarsity movement. So that's where I started now serving God as an evangelist. I became a chairman in Rwanda in the campus with the intervarsity. 2007, I joined African Enterprise. African Enterprise is an evangelistic organization started by Michael Cassidy from South Africa, 1961. Michael is a very good friend to Luis Palau and to Billy Graham. So they're in the same generation. He's now, I think, 80 plus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I joined African Enterprise, because of my calling, but also because African Enterprise is a really strategic organization. Actually, the vision we have is to, our mission statement is to evangelizing the cities of Africa in word and deed in partnership with the church.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a great story. So, Emmanuel, I know that there is a lot happening in these cities in Africa.
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit about just what's happening around the unity of the churches in Africa?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking me about. First of all, let me say that I like to share that we are living in a new Africa. Most of the people, they used to think like Africa is a rural places. Elephant, gorillas. If you go anywhere, people, they will see Africa as a good place to go to see gorillas.
Safari. Yeah.
But Africa is no longer a rural areas. Africa is now becoming cities.
Hmm.
Our cities are growing very fast. In fact, in 2005, African Bank Development did a research, and then they came up with a report saying that in 2025, 85% of Africans will be living in cities. It's like there's a lot of people moving to cities. Those who have been in Africa, you see how even like a city like Lagos is now about more than 20 million people living in Lagos. Nairobi is more than 5 million. Kampala. You know, when that's why I say cities in Africa is just giving us a new face of Africa. Yeah, it's good for see how Africa is changing in terms of development, in terms of as cities growing, but there's a lot of challenges. The more we grow, the more there's a lot of challenges. One of the challenges we have is young people in Africa. There's a lot of drugs, kind of alcoholic, do you call it alcoholic problems?
Yep.
Yeah, there is a human trafficking. The same issues that's happening here in the United States is the same thing that's happening in Africa, just because of technology, media, Facebook, WhatsApp, all this kind of thing is good. So they are very good stuff to use. But the young generation in Africa, first of all, they are really facing a lot of challenges. But also the poverty, because the more we are growing our cities, there's a lot of slums like Kibera in Nairobi, even other places. There's a lot of, so because of that, we have a lot of challenges. But also there is a sense of the church to come together to respond to those needs. I mean, even the issue of secularism.
Mm-hmm.
Africa is no longer, yes, we have a lot of evangelicals in terms of what we use evangelicals, like committed Christians. Africa is growing very fast in terms of sub-Saharan African churches. But still, there is a new kind of new secularism that's happening in Africa through universities, media. People, they are now questioning about God. Why God? Why faith? Why do you have to be a Christian?
More than ever before, correct?
Yeah, more than ever before. So, in short, Africa is changing. There's a good thing that's happening, but there's a lot of challenges. But the good news that churches are working together to try to really reach African cities for Jesus.
Oh, that's encouraging. Emmanuel, I know that you are working with Movement Day, which is a catalytic event organization that works to bring civic leaders and church leaders, marketplace leaders together around issues in the city, moving into a gospel effort in their cities. Can you speak to that a little bit and just how the effort there is helping to unite churches around issues in the cities and what will be happening in Movement Days?
Yeah. Movement Day is becoming a very strategic platform to bring churches together because, yes, we have mega churches in Nairobi, in Kampala, Lilongwe, South Africa, but those mega churches, pastors, and the big organizations like Bible societies, like a Scripture Union, like African Evangelistic Enterprise, like a YWAM. So all these big organizations and the mega churches and mainline churches, somehow they are not really united. So they have some networks, they have some fellowships. But in terms of gospel, in terms of coming together to reflect about the gospel, how accelerating the gospel, I think it's the first time, if I'm not wrong, the first time to find a platform like Movement Day to bring together those leaders to discuss about the need and the challenges of the gospel in those cities in Africa. So for the first time, we are going to have a Movement Day in August 2018. 2018 August, we'll be having the biggest kind of gathering for African Christian leaders in Nairobi. So African Enterprise, my organization, we are the secretariat of this process. So we want to start. Last year, we did East Africa Movement Day. We brought together leaders from Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, Burundi, Rwanda, so to discuss about the need of the unity to come together as leaders, as Christian leaders, to reflect on the gospel. But now, in August, we are expecting to have more like 2,000 leaders from many places in Africa just to discuss about the issues and the challenges of Africa. But also for information, maybe I know you know it, but Africa is not one country. Africa is not a country.
Right. Many countries.
Yeah, we have 55 countries. So it's like also sharing experiences. What's going on in North Africa? What's going on in West Africa? Because the atmosphere, the environment are very different. But these leaders to come together, we share resources. Like now we are thinking about how sub-Saharan African churches can send missionaries in North Africa. So we are creating a partnership where we have a sense of mobilizing sub-Saharan African churches to be involved in missions in North Africa. So many things happening, but there's a need of unity.
Do you think that this is a culture shift for most African countries, the idea of coming together to serve, even the idea of sending missionaries in Africa from Southern Africa up to Northern Africa? Is this kind of a newer form of thinking for most people, most pastors?
Yeah, I can say that is not newer because in the last 10 to 15 years, there's a lot of theological and seminaries. They were discussing about the issue of global South, Christianity becoming the center. So somehow people had those discussions. But something which is new, things are becoming really real. It's not like keep saying that Christianity is now in Global South. So we are now taking a responsibility as the sub-Saharan African churches to involve in missions in a practical way, mm-hmm. not just like a theories or teaching or kind of seminars. So we are finding a way that we can really make it practical, doing some steps, doing something. So it's not new, but in terms of making it a reality, it's new. But also the issue of seasons and the generations. So like the current generations in Africa, from the political leaders, there is a sense that Africans, we want to overcome the barriers between countries. Because some of them, they are political or spiritual issues, but there's a sense that Africans, we want to unite, to be one. You can even hear from some political leaders, they are trying to see how we can have one passport, like things like coming together.
Yeah.
So that thing is really the real, because Jesus prayed in John chapter 17 that we have to come together as a one body, as a one force. So I'm very excited. I mean, Africa, we are becoming one. And I can see that it's God's plan.
Yeah.
Because any kind of movement, any kind of revival, we require churches and the body of Christ to come together. So if people are together in a unity, I'm sure that God will do amazing thing through that unity, which is the response of for City Gospel Movement days. So,
yeah. We're using John 17 a lot around here, and yeah. I love that you're using John 17 in your space too. Yeah.
Our foundations in evangelism, it's John 17. So let's just come together as the body of Christ so that non-believers, those who don't believe in Jesus Christ, they will see our unity. They will say, oh, there is a sense of unity there. So, and then they will be able to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hey, I want to hear from you just what your hopes and dreams are for all the countries in Africa, but specifically for those, the ones that you're closest to and the things that you can see just on the horizon. What's kind of your hopes and dreams for the immediate future for what's happening in Africa?
Yeah, thank you so much. First of all, we are planning an African Evangelist Congress in 2020. The first week of December 2020, we are planning African Evangelist Congress. So it's called Proclaim 2020.
Proclaim 2020.
Yeah, this is the first time after Amsterdam 2000, Amsterdam 1983, 86, and 2000, the biggest gathering organized by Billy Graham in Amsterdam. So in Africa, it's the first time to bring together 1,500 evangelists together in Nairobi. So the plan is just to bring together evangelists. One, just to connect. We want to hear God's stories, what God's doing in Rwanda, what God's doing in East Africa. So that's where Luis Palau Association will be involved, because we want to hear what God has been doing in the last 10 years. Second, we want to revive the ministry of an evangelist in the local church. Our vision is to bring back evangelism in the heart of the local church, because discipleship and preservation can only happen when the local church, they are involved in evangelism. So we want to bring together evangelists and some few church leaders to discuss about how evangelists can be part of the local church. And then we also want to redefine the means of an evangelist. There's a lot of confusion about who is an evangelist. Some churches, they think evangelist is like a position. Like you move from a deacon, evangelist, a pastor, a bishop, and then apostle, and then archbishop.
And then what?
Finally, we'll be assistant God, because that's the only person. So we are trying to see that, no, evangelist is not a position. It's a calling. So, yeah. And again, we want also to multiply evangelists through mentorship and, again, commissioning evangelists for the next 10 years. So that's the biggest dream we have as African Enterprise, together with the Luis Palau Associations and other partners like a Global Evangelist Forum. Yeah, we are now in a discussion with CIFEN, how they can be more involved. Yeah, we want to see how we can really bring together these evangelists to empower cities in Africa. But apart from that, also, we continue to be involved with the city movement. So we are planning this city movement day in Nairobi 2018. Who knows, maybe leaders, they will decide to have it like annual mm-hmm. event in other cities. So those two events, like Movement Day Nairobi 2018 in August, we also give us a new way of working together through the City Gospel Movement. And then 2020 African evangelists, we see how the evangelists can continue to be the center of city gospel movement. Because city gospel movement is not just bringing leaders together for nothing. No, they have agenda. They have to have the only agenda we have with the city gospel movement is just to make sure that the gospel of Jesus Christ is well preached. I mean, I'm using well preached because there's a lot of confusion about prosperity gospel in Africa.
Mm-hmm, sure.
A lot of issues. So we want to use this gathering, city gospel movement, to ensure that the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached in many cities in Africa. But also we have a lot of unreached people groups in West Africa, North Africa, even some sub-Saharan African countries. They still have some people who have never heard the gospel.
Hmm.
So that's why city gospel movement and the evangelist involved in it, we bring together many components and needs and gaps. By God's grace, we have a clear plan for the next 10 to 15 years in Africa.
Well, it is really exciting. Thank you so much for sharing all of this with us, Emmanuel. I can't wait to see what happens this summer in August in Nairobi with Movement Day.
Yeah.
And in 2020, bringing 1,500 evangelists together at one time. I mean, God is on the move. And thank you so much for sharing with us, taking the time out of your day today to just bring us the good news from Africa.
Thank you so much. Also, we appreciate a lot what the Respiratory Associations have been doing in Africa, the 10 years for doing festivals, but also the City Gospel Movement partners who are involved some in one way or another in this prayer. Yeah, any kind of contributions. We really appreciate what guys you are doing in Africa.
Thank you so much, and thank you for joining us here on the City Gospel Movement podcast, where we help to celebrate and accelerate the gospel work all around the world.